Every 13 days. It's funny because you by the end of the year, you've run out of celebrities, but then the next year, new ones come online and you can... No, I don't know. I remember Alec Baldwin was really, really generous with me. He was just so excited. This was, I don't know, 18 years ago or something like that, but I was so excited because I loved Hunt for Red October, and before I could get out, he had sort of grabbed me. He comes from a Catholic family, a sports family, and they were just, you know, flipped out over Rudy and stuff, and he's like, I hope you know that you've changed lives and you've done all that. He was going on, and he left, and I was like, I had stars in my eyes, and I couldn't believe it, you know. So yeah, it's really cool when people that you like and admire like you, I'm sure it's gone the other way too. I'm sure there's been people who I've admired. I go up to them and they're like, I was an SC fan. Go away. I'd say that darn Goonies movie. It's made it so that everybody wants to have a sweet, nice moment and take a selfie. And you know, who would have? There weren't even disposable cameras back there in the dawn of man when we made that movie, you know. Honestly, though, between those three movies, if I had to choose, I would say Goonies is what the most people, you know, sort of tag me for when I'm in public. It's a lot of Rudy. It's a lot of Samwise Gamgee, you know, some 24, a lot of people with 50 First Dates. There's like, I've been blessed to be in some of the cartoon stuff, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But if you had to pick one that was the most, it would have to be Goonies. Well, you said sitting, so I'll hold you literally to it because it crosses out some other obligations I have, because I might say sacking a quarterback in front of 50,000 screaming Irish fans. But kneeling with Frodo in my arms on the side of Mount Doom, talking about, I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you, that whole thing. Or the speech, yeah, or the one at the end of Two Towers, where like there's some great, it's like the great stories, Mr. Frodo, the ones that really matter. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back. Like there's those, that language, those ideas were pretty earth-shatteringly perfect. So, pretty great.